keep you happy, we're going to be late starting.
Good evening. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2017. Item number two on the agenda for our pledge allegiance this evening. City Attorney Robert Hunt, would you do the honors?
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bob. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk Pro Tem.
Councilmember Mello.
Here.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder.
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren.
Here.
Mayor Hanson.
Here. Thank you, Robin. Item four, public comment, written communications. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public comment is generally restricted to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment on any items not on the agenda tonight? If so, please approach the podium, and it is appreciated if you state your name for the record. Any public comment? Nothing? Okay. Thank you. Moving on to item number five, a consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council person requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council, item 5A, consider approval of general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, numbers 34726 to 34789, ZZebra 08405 to ZZebra 08440, numbers 36771 to 34789. And item 5B, consider approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on May 9th, 2017. Pleasure of the council.
I'll make the motion to accept the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
Vice Mayor Warren moved to approve the consent agenda as accepted, and Councilmember Yoder has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, is this new verbiage, the council person? Is that new? I've never heard that verbiage.
Council person?
Yeah.
That could be.
Did you slip that in on us?
No.
Oh. Just noticed that.
Okay, moving on to item number six, public hearings. Item 6A, matters agendized to conduct a public hearing allowing the parcels in Exhibit A to be abated by the City of Willow's contractor. In addition, permitting those citizens who have returned self-abatement notices a 10-day extension to complete the work themselves. If after the 10-day extension period the self-abatement parcels have not been abated, the City of Willow's contractor will complete the work. Interim City Manager Chief Peabody, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Hanson, members of the council. Before you tonight, Ms. Johnson has handed out Exhibit A for us. You will find that there's been, when we started this year, 388 total notices went out. We've got 174 cards back. Captain Sykes has done a resurvey and found that 244 properties have been completed, and there's still about 144 properties outstanding, which is about par for the course this time of year. So Captain Sykes will start working with those property owners, try to get this work completed before the 10-day extension period has lapsed. It is lining up to be similar to the past years, probably 20 to 40 properties. Looks like the contractor will have to abate. It's about kind of the average. But with that being said, this is a public hearing. The council declared that these parcels, Exhibit A, to be abated by the city contractors, and with the 10-day notice for the property owners that have sent cards. With that, I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much, Chief. Council members have any questions, comments for Chief Peabody before we open the public hearing?
No.
No, not at this time, Mr. Mayor.
Nothing? Anything from the audience? Okay, very good.
I did notice Larry. That over the years, it seems like it's the chronic people all the time. It's kind of like they have to wait for the city to tell them they need to take care of their property. Same, it's the same. That's all. Comment.
Very good. Nothing further?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, if you don't mind, I had spoke with the interim city manager in regards to maybe possibly next year, if we can, coordinating our community cleanup day to have it prior to the weed abatement, so that some of the items, I believe I seen Captain Sykes, you know, looking at a sofa that was laying alongside the road and things like that, so maybe it might, you know, help prevent that, you know, from being there. So anyhow, it'd be just for next year.
Okay, Jeff. Thank you very much. It's been done, that has been done before. Sometimes there have been scheduling issues and coordination issues between waste management and the city, and especially with Memorial Day and graduations.
Right.
But some, so, yeah.
Okay, just for next year, though.
Good thought.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Williams, thank you very much. Anything further before we open the public hearing? Okay. We've now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to the issues being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. And comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. So the time is 7:06 p.m. We'll open a public hearing on this matter at this time. If there are any comments, please approach the podium. Anything? Nothing from the public? Okay. Thank you very much. It's still 7:06 p.m. We'll close a public hearing on this matter at this time. Staff recommendation was to conduct a public hearing, which was just done. And it's been agendized to consider a motion declaring the parcels list indicated on Exhibit A to be abated by the city contractor. Pleasure of the council. This is an action item. Okay.
Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we accept the list and the abatement dates as presented.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the staff recommendation as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Yoder is second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries a unanimously 5-0. Thank you very much. Item 6B, conduct a public hearing and receive public input regarding possible CDBG grant projects for the upcoming notice of funding availability for the 2017 funding cycle. Finance Director, Mr. Salisbury. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. This will be a public hearing only to accept input. There is no action item with it at this point in time. This is the first step in a two-step process of holding public hearings regarding potential CDBG grant projects. Just for informational purposes, one of the items is over-the-counter grants. Those are actually an ongoing first-come, first-served based upon funding availability versus actually having received an annual notice of funding availability. What they're referred to as general allocation or public products or housing rehab, those types of things are subject to an annual notice of funding availability, which California Department of Housing and Community Development was originally supposed to publish in April, but they've pushed it back to June, so we do not have that notice yet. Again, but at this point in time, it's the first step in the process is to accept general input, and then if there's a decision made regarding a specific grant application, we would come back to the council at that point in time for a specified hearing on that project.
Thank you very much, Mr. Salisbury. Before we open the public hearing, council members have any questions, comments for Mr. Salisbury?
No, sir, I don't.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Okay, very good. Okay, we've now come to the public input portion of the hearing. This public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone, and although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. Comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Time is 7:09 p.m. We'll open a public hearing on this matter at this time. Any comments from the public? Please approach the podium. Any comments? No comments. Still 7:09 p.m. Close the public hearing on this matter at this time. And as Mr. Salisbury indicated, this was just to, the purpose of the public hearing was agendized just to receive public input regarding the possible CDBG grant projects for the upcoming notice of funding availability for the 2017 funding cycle, and no further action is required by the council. Moving on to item number 7, regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, by motion, approve the partnership agreement between 3Core Incorporated and the City of Willows for fiscal year 2017-2018. Mr. Salisbury.
Thank you again, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. This is an item that we renew each year with Three Corps in maintaining our membership with Three Corps, which is forming the Tri-County Economic Development Corporation. Again, for, based upon a $5,500 per year membership fee, the list of services that are provided is attached. One of the things that doesn't receive much attention, but should be noted, is the last item in terms of, on attachment A, that an eligible business within the city of Willows would actually receive a half a percentage reduction in loan interest and half a percentage point on loan origination fees with a loan through Three Corps, just through our membership, through the city's membership. Again, that's something that doesn't receive a lot of notoriety, but it is something that is available, and we have had past situations where folks have been able to take advantage of that. So in terms of our membership fee and such, if nothing else, that's a nice situation for our local businesses to take a look at. The other items are in there for your review. We have been in this partnership for quite a long period of time with Three Corps and would like it to continue. And with that, I'll entertain any questions.
Thank you very much, Tim. Council members have any questions, comments, Mr. Salisbury, in reference to this item?
None for me.
No.
Mr. Williams?
Actually, Tim, do you believe that this is a good direction? It's good. It's money well spent for us.
Yeah, I believe, given the dollar figure, the ongoing partnership here, the development as the SEDS program is something that is better done on a regional basis than done by ourselves. I believe that works out well. For some of the things, and the next item will be much more specific in a situation where we pay additional sums of money above and beyond the general membership fee. But I do find that on an ongoing basis, and I think the interim city manager will concur, that just having this resource available in terms of bouncing ideas, bouncing concepts, bouncing the relationships that Three Corps has that we wouldn't necessarily have access to, in and of itself is a worthwhile situation.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Any further, Mr.
Mayor? Yes, sir.
Any further questions, comments, council members? Yeah, I completely agree, Tim. Three Corps has been an outstanding partner, business partner, and has been extremely helpful to the City of Willows numerous times, and especially this last year. So, I mean, you know, but they're just an excellent resource and a good team to work with. Been extremely helpful to the City of Willows. So I do believe it's a very good investment, money well spent. So with that, the staff recommendation is to approve the partnership agreement between Three Corps Incorporated and City of Willows for the fiscal year 2017-2018.
Pleasure. So moved.
Mr. Yoder's moved to approve the matter as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Williams has seconded. Further discussion? In favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously 5-0. Item 7B, by motion, approve the agreement to continue the relationship management agreement with Three Corps for services pertaining to the EDA grant, Basin Street, and other funding opportunities. Mr. Salisbury.
Again, thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. Okay, this is a specific situation where it's not part of the actual $5,500 per year membership agreement. But as we have dealt with the comprehensive nature of the Basin Street development, the relationship with the Economic Development Administration, potential other funding that we will need to bridge the gap, we have found Three Corps to be an invaluable resource in terms of providing expertise and bringing the various parties together. And it's just a level of expertise. And again, we're coming back to relationships. Three Corps has the relationships with both our state and federal congressional representatives. In fact, two of our local representatives, including one that's actually not in our specific district, have recently been actively involved in encouraging EDA to continue fostering the process of the grant. So again, with that situation, somebody to kind of manage the entire relationship and bring it together, provide the communications to EDA and other sources. Three Corps has been an invaluable partner in this ongoing process. We had an arrangement for not to exceed $8,000 for the existing fiscal year. As noted, through the end of April, it was $6,842 spent. Given that this project continues to be in the processing stage, we'd like to extend this agreement for another year with a not-to-exceed amount of $5,000.
Okay, Mr. Salisbury, thank you very much. Questions, comments? For Tim?
No, sir, I think it was answered the last go around. Thank you.
Okay.
None.
Any questions? Jim, anything?
No, I think it's worth a lot of money.
Okay, yeah, I agree. Pleasure of the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the agreement to continue the relationship management agreement with Three Core for services pertaining to EDA grant, Basin Street, and other funding opportunities.
Mr. Mel has moved to approve the matter as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Vice Mayor Warren has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries unanimously, 5-0. Item 8, council staff reports, comments, brief reports by members of the administrative staff and the council regarding correspondence, events, and/or meetings attended, and upcoming meetings events. Reports shall be limited to city business and shall not request or lead to action by the council at this meeting. Any request that requires council action will be set by the council for a future agenda or referred to staff. Item 8A, staff comments, reports. Chief, anything from staff?
Nothing from staff.
Nothing this evening. Okay. Moving on to item 8B, city council comments, reports. Who would like to begin?
I'll start.
Vice Mayor Warren.
I just have a couple things, minor things. First, the Willis High School band placed first in the Glen County Fair.
Cool.
So they did a good job.
Pretty good.
And their spring concert is on the 31st at Memorial Hall at 7 p.m., and they welcome anyone to come and listen to them. They're fabulous. If you have time, go see them. That's all I have.
Okay, Carrie, thank you very much. Larry, anything this evening?
I attended the waste management meeting. I have a negative report. Just for a note, there's a gun show coming up on June 3rd at Memorial Hall. So Willow's VFW and Second Amendment gun show, June 3rd and 4th at Memorial Hall. It starts at 9 o'clock. And I got my certificate right here. Certificate of Participation in 2017 Lamb Derby 5K Run. There it is right there.
Oh, there you go. Oh. So is that like everybody gets a trophy?
No.
I got one because I just registered.
And the vintage country flea market that we had at Memorial Hall this weekend, that's sponsored by Holly Myers, was a big success. And I talked to a lot of vendors and buyers. And a lot of the vendors stayed here at our hotels and they spent money here. So I was kind of curious to see how much money, how much revenue was generated for that, for those 2 days. Let me see what else is there. They were very happy. Holly Myers fed them and took care of them completely. They were very, very excited. This is one of their better flea markets that they attend, and people come from all over the place. And just remind everybody again, until it happens, there is the Bayless 100-year centennial celebration on June 24th. And that is all I have.
Okay, Larry, thank you very much. Jim?
No.
Jeff?
Actually, well, we all attended the Lamb Derby parade on Saturday the 13th. I also wanted to mention that Sunday the 14th was Larry's birthday. And Monday, I attended the Peace Officers and Fire Department's memorial. And, you know, I was a little disappointed that we didn't have more citizen participation, but it was a nice, you know, memorial, and it turned out well. On the 18th, I attended the Glen County Transportation meeting. One of the issues was the budget, which we looked pretty good. Just as an FYI, the cost of the trip to Chico was going to increase to $3 from the $2.50, and that'll be in January. I won't mention that. The ridership on the Glen Ride is actually down, but you know, they contribute that to the fact that, you know, fuel prices are down, so that's kind of goes hand in hand. The Dial-A-Ride actually in the city of Willows is down, but increased in the city of Orland. But the volunteer medical has increased 69.8%. So they're seeing a huge, you know, increase for the volunteer medical. So if you have any interest in doing that, and there is a, you know, a small stipend for that. So, you know, the word volunteer isn't actually correct. And the fare box return, which we have to meet 10%, the combined ratio between the Glen Ride, the Dial-A-Ride, and the volunteer medical comes out to be 13.57%. So we exceed the 10% that the state requires. And that is it, sir.
Okay, Jeff. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, just only one thing to add in reference to the Regional Transit Committee and Glynn County Transportation Commission meeting. Please do a report that Michelle Lang, who's been the road supervisor and driver trainer, since I believe 2006 with Glenn Wright, has been promoted to general manager. Wanda Gray has moved back, who replaced Gloria Ponciano as general manager, has moved back to Lake County for family reasons. She will continue on as regional director for operations, though, and be available to assist Michelle. But Michelle has done outstanding work for Glenn Wright and for the Transit Committee and the Transportation Commission, so I'm real happy for Michelle. So, and with that, the Transportation Commission budget was also approved, tentatively approved, and it was adopted, I would say. And the numbers are very similar to last year in reference to operations. So with that, that's all I had to report, and it was a pleasure participating with my colleagues in the Lamb Derby Parade. Larry had Carrie and I had about 6.5 minutes in decorating our golf cart. It still looked classy.
Six and a half minutes of laughing when I lost those balloons.
That was
I was sad for you. I was really, really sad for you.
Gary wasn't. Gary gloated. I heard.
It was really, could see that a long way. I think it was flying over Williams. Yes, you could still see the purple balloons up there.
I think Gary sabotaged it.
It was impressive. It was impressive. Yeah.
He distracted him.
Yeah.
I saw Jim hiding behind a Jeep with a knife. I'm not sure what was going on.
I think that's it.
It was fun. It was fun.
Yep. And a lot of kids at that parade. A lot of kids. I was shocked.
Yeah. I do apologize, Larry. I didn't mention that Larry did spend an awful lot of time decorating, the golf cart, and it looked actually pretty cool. I unfortunately haven't seen the movie Up, so I didn't quite grasp the concept, but.
Well, after I lost those balloons, I changed the theme.
So all I have to say is next year you need to give us a heads up because I've gotten a lot of grief because Gary and I were not obviously.
Well, I gave you a heads up. You had 3 days.
You just said you were decorating. You didn't tell us what you were doing.
Well, he said he was going to take it for 2 days.
And yeah.
Kurt kept telling me, go faster, faster. I was like, you know, we need to slow down. Oh, man.
Thank goodness for seatbelts.
Out of control. Yeah. No, it was fun. And thanks to Public Works Director Steve Soth for washing the golf cart and getting it presentable. So very good. So with that, moving on to item number 9, executive session. Council will convene into executive session pursuant to California Government Code Section 54950C. More specific information regarding the closed session items are indicated below. Public comment pursuant to Government Code Section 54954.3. The public will have an opportunity to directly address the legislative body on the items below. Prior to the council convening in the closed session, public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. The item is item 9A, conference with labor negotiator pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6. Is there any public comment on this matter? If so, please approach the podium. Any public comment? No public comment. Very good. The agency negotiators are Interim City Manager Wayne Peabody, Finance Director Tim Salisbury, and City Attorney Bob Hunt, and the employee organizations are the Willows Public Safety Association and the Willows Employees Association. At this time, we'll adjourn the regular meeting and move into executive session, and the time is 5:23, I'm sorry. 7:24 p.m. So adjourning into executive session at this time.
Hey, Hanson, it was kind of a short meeting.
Yes.
Hi, Jose.